హరే కృష్ణ.
లార్డ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు టోల్డ్ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్, హరిదాస్, యు ఆర్ సో లర్నడ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ కన్క్లూషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ అన్ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై మాయా అండ్ యు ఆల్వేస్ ఎక్సిబిట్ ఎగ్జాంపులరీ స్పిరిచువల్ కండక్ట్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ అన్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ప్రీచర్. Therefore, I want to ask you this question. How can people whose minds are always inclined to material enjoyment benefit from the holy name? This question itself is a very laudable question. Sometimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a great appreciation of the questions asked by Parikshit to Sukadeva Goswami. The question itself is so beautiful, it can be glorified in a whole class. So, when there are question and answers between very exalted personalities, both the questioner and the answer giver are very highly qualified. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question teaches us the qualifications of one to approach the holy name with a proper attitude. So he is saying to Haridas Thakur that you are learned in all the spiritual conclusions of the scriptures. And he is saying that you have an exemplary spiritual conduct and you are an expert preacher. So all these qualifications are supposed to go hand in hand together. So this is the time when Haridas Thakur gave answer to the Mahaprabhu's question, quoting the Padma Purana verse. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. He said, it is Sri Krishna himself who very mercifully manifests himself as the holy name. And what is the proof of that? He said, this Nama Chintamani means the holy name is a transcendental touchstone. A touchstone can satisfy one's all desires. Because anything you touch with a touchstone, it turns it into gold. Similarly, anyone or anything in this world comes in contact with the holy name, that object gives happiness immediately. Immediately it becomes a source of happiness. So Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, what is the difficulty for the materialistic people to get benefit from the holy name? He said the holy name can give religiosity, it can give all material commodities, it can satisfy all one's desires, it can yield liberation, and all these are puny benefits of the holy name. In fact, the greatest benefit the holy name can bestow is the vicinity, service in the vicinity of Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna. And give the devotee the Krishna prema, the love for Krishna, which is the true and ultimate benefit one should seek while approaching the holy name. Because he said it is Nama Chintamani. And not only that, it is fully conscious. The material words of the material world are all dead words, whereas the words in the Maha Mantra are all live words. Live means Chaitanya. So Chaitanya, he said, and then rasa vigraha means it is embodiment of all rasa, the meaning of which is, if you come in contact with the holy name, it can produce rasa in the heart of the devotee. Just like Krishna is called as also rasa vigraha, which means he is the embodiment of all the 12 rasas, primarily 5. And anyone who comes in contact with Krishna, gradually he will start feeling reciprocation from Krishna. And the result of which is, one also becomes a minute embodiment of rasa also. We are minute, Krishna is infinite. But that rasa enters the heart of the devotee also. So, in the same way, approaching Krishna and approaching holy name is non-different. In fact, approaching Krishna is made very easy when he appears as the holy name. Like that he said, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddho. It is completely untainted by any material contamination. Nitya Mukto. And the holy name always resides on a Shuddha Sattva platform. beyond any affliction to the three modes of material nature. So anyone who is trapped by the three modes, if they want to elevate themselves to a platform higher than the modes, they have to approach someone who is higher. That is the holy name, is Nitya Mukta. And it is non-different from Krishna. Abhinnatvam nama namino. It is Krishna himself. So somebody may ask, if holy name is Krishna, and it is non-different substance, is there no difference? The Shastra says there is only one difference. The difference is the holy name is more merciful than Krishna and more easily accessible than Krishna. Because Krishna is not easily approachable due to our conditionings and our eye is tainted with metal contamination. But the holy name is so merciful, it can be chanted even by one who has material disease, one who has desires for liberation, or one who has desire to attain Krishna Prem. Anybody can approach the holy name and derive complete benefit by chanting the holy name. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this answer, he became delighted. He said, the more I hear your answers, the more I feel like asking questions. And he went on asking more and more questions about the Namatattva. Harinam Prabhu ki.